Stand, sing number 30.
Here's Brother Javier Almanza. Brother Javier, won't you?
My name is Javier Almanza. My wife, Martha Almanza. Elizabeth, Martha, and their home.
Amen. Welcome to it. Praise the Lord. He's a missionary in Jalapa, Mexico, and he is a missionary sent out of Puerto La Hermosa, a beautiful gate Baptist church. He's an independent Baptist missionary sent out by the church Brother Carrizales is pastor of, and he's in Jalapa, Mexico, where they make the jalapeno. Brother Javier, you come bring us whatever message you have on your heart. Some of you guys get to walking around somewhere. We need to pin you up here. This thing explodes. It's got electric.
It's a bomb.
It's a bomb. It has electrical circuit on it. Go ahead, brother. Whatever message you have.
I'm saved, bro. Praise the Lord. This is on.
It's on.
Amen.
Unless you turn it on.
Okay. Okay. My name is Javier again. And I'm saved in Marshall, Texas by the ministry of Longview Baptist Temple. And I work in Longview Baptist Temple for 3 years in the Spanish ministry. And later, the Lord let us, give us the opportunity to serve in another department in Paterson, New Jersey, at Madison Avenue Baptist Church over there, and work for 2 years over there. And the Lord called me to missions over there in 1989. And I moved from New Jersey to here, San Antonio. And I worked with Brother Joe Carrizales together and for 4 years. And later, I go to the field ready.
Amen.
And now I'm the field now in Jalapa, Veracruz. It's Jalapa is 800,000 people. It's a big city. It's the capital of Veracruz. And it's a Catholic people. It's a strong over there in 1965, killed 3 missionaries over there because the people is very fanaticals. And but now we establish the mission over there and building the church. The people respond for the gospel, and we already baptize people, and we have members over there, and we hope in 1997 we have already established the church ready, and we're ready for God calls to go another place over there, and pray for us. And in August we have the Vacation Bible School. I have problems with to talk, brother, but I lost my expensive English, and because I go to Mexico and I'm not talking in English over there, and talking Spanish and dialect, another language, Pentecostal language, and we have problems now for talk. But you open the Bibles in Acts chapter 16 verse 7 to 10. Let's pray first for God help us in this time. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity here. Help us, Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. And we need your help now. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, after they were came to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayers him, saying, come over unto Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, as suddenly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. The Bible talk about a vision. The Apostle Paul is ready to go and preach another place, but the Holy Spirit say, wait, don't go over there, wait. The Apostle Paul have the case, the launch, and everything ready to go and preach the gospel in other place, but the Holy Spirit say, hey, wait, stay here and wait. In the middle of the night, the Bible say, he have a vision. And he say, an old man, I don't know, it's an old man, it's a young man, but the Bible say it's a Macedonian man. And he say, we need the help. Come and help us. Come and help us. The first thing in here is the Apostle Paul have a vision. And what the Apostle Paul see in the vision? Many people say, well, maybe it's a fat man where he see. Or he's a skinny man where he see. Black man, white man, I don't know. But the Apostle Paul see the opportunity to go and preach the gospel. The Apostle Paul see the souls. The soul need Jesus in his heart. In this world, you can see a lot of needs. Many people is interested in these times and what the factions. You look pretty, you look this, look this. But many people is Christian people not interested in the souls in these times. This is why the people died and go to hell. And many people died every day and go to hell. Because the Christian people in this time is not interested in that. And the Apostle Paul, he no matter, he see the needs. And God say, hey, look, I put the picture over there. Why'd you do it? And the Apostle Paul respond. He no say, oh Lord, no, I'm sorry. I have my case ready, my lunch and everything. I go over there. No, he say, okay, that's Lord, call me. Amen. The Lord call me. I have to go. We have to see how would the Lord see. Tenemos que ver, I have the problem with that. Tenemos que ver como Dios ve. We have to see what God see us. Because when God see you, God no see you defect. God see your soul. Your soul lost and go to hell. When God see me over there in Marshall, Texas, God no see a Mexican man, or no matter, say, God say, I need you. I need your soul. I came into this world and I died for you. I pay the price.
Amen.
And what you do it? I say, Lord, I receive the gift of eternal life. I opened my heart for Jesus, came to my heart. And this is why I'm here tonight. God no look the appearance. God no look the color of people. God see the souls.
Amen.
And he paid the price for everyone, no matter drug addicts, adulterous people, and is a drinking or drunks, all kind of people. God paid the price for everyone. And the Apostle Paul see the needs over there. See, a lot of people need the gospel, and he is ready to go. And the Apostle Paul not only see the vision, see the needs, but he hear the voice. And this is why many Christians now need to hear the voice. Many people now is interested in other things and lost the time and other things and no matter, and don't hear nothing.